Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Christina Podner is here. Christina's a new friend. Not for long, though. She's a digital policy innovator and an expert in helping people put their best foot forward in the digital age. She's a principal of Native Trust Consulting, certified change management practitioner, and author of an outstanding new book called The Power of Digital Policy. And as I say, she's our new friend. Christina, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. So glad to be here with you.
We're glad you're here. And by the way, folks, if you're Googling her, that's Christina with a K. Christina, I was telling the audience before you got here about how, about the main reason why what you're talking about, what you work with folks on and the book is all about, is the difference between analog leverage and digital leverage. This is a thing that I'm trying to help people understand, that we operated under the analog, in the analog world for 10,000 years, but now we're in the digital world. We're in the digital age, and the difference is, in the analog age we had analog leverage. That meant things moved at the pace of us, but the digital leverage that we're using now is ramped up, right? It's moving at light speed. It's moving at gigahertz. And that leverage is not only more powerful, it's faster. It gives us a greater reach with what we do. And all of that requires us to make our policies move at that speed. And this is the reason why I think what you're talking about is so important. What do you think?
Well, thanks so much, first of all, for that great recap, because it's absolutely true, right? If we think about it for a moment, 62% of all businesses in the U.S. are small businesses, and they have fewer than five employees. And what's interesting about that is that traditionally those small businesses have operated in a very analog world, and there's a great opportunity with digital. There's an opportunity to reach new audiences, new prospects, new customers that you've never had before. And it's a double-edged sword, right? There's an opportunity there, but also with coming into the digital world and maybe starting to use social media or putting up an online store, you're also going to be encountering some risks. And so my entire notion around digital policies, which, you know, policies is such a scary word for people. It might be easier to think about it almost just as guardrails, right? So the idea of creating guardrails is about balancing out those risks and those opportunities for your business. And what I want people to do is really harness digital, make great use of it, almost exploit it, if you will, to the max that feels comfortable for your business, but also make sure that you're doing it in a way that protects your business, that's safe, and it's not going to end up in some kind of bankruptcy. Because again, you have to remember that small businesses are usually, you know, funded on an owner's personal savings. And so we want to make sure that all that risk is worth the while.
Well, one of the things I was telling them before you got here is there are so many more landmines and tripwires and alligators and dinosaurs out there ready to eat you alive today than there was ever was before. There are things that your employees can do today that job didn't even exist 10, 20 years ago. So in the analog world, you didn't even need to have a policy for it because they weren't doing it. And so they're doing things, like you said, with social media, with the way they're handling email, with the way they're receiving email, how they respond to the email that's coming into them, all the different kinds, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the dangerous stuff. These are some of these tasks that they're doing, that some of these things that they're exposed to didn't even exist before. And so not only do they need to, are they doing them, or do they have to do them to do their job, but they need help knowing how you expect them to behave, because as you alluded to, some of the things that we all do online affect other people, like our customers and our customers' customers, right?
That's absolutely right. And we have to remember things. You know, I think social media is a really great example. You might have an employee who's trying to actually do the right thing. It doesn't have to be that they're ill-willed, They're trying to actually get the word out there about your products or your services or perhaps something new that your business is doing. And they might be doing that with the best of intent, but they actually might be breaking a law or they might actually create a fiasco. And so having an educational baseline, understanding what is appropriate, inappropriate, what are things that are great to do and what are the things that can kind of cause either a lawsuit or get you into a sticky situation are great to prevent. And I think for a lot of small businesses, sometimes kind of thinking about what are those landmines out there is really hard because, like you said, we've been working in an analog world for such a long time. You know, you're in a situation where you're seeing your customer face-to-face. All of a sudden, you're on a platform with millions of people in social media. You don't have the ability to have that face-to-face interaction. There's no way to imply a tone or a voice when you actually have that limited character tweet out there. And so it's really important to kind of nail it when you're going out there and get the message out right, but make sure that you're not doing a misstep. And I think that, you know, whether it's social media and having a issue come up there, or whether it's something like perhaps, you know, creating a website that isn't accessible by those with disabilities can really come back and bite you. And that's something that a lot of folks aren't thinking about because we see the opportunity in front of us. And honestly, as a small business, it's hard to be paying attention to everything across
that's
all
the thing you have. And that's where the policies. That's where the policies come in. They're your proxy when you're not around, when things come up and the employee needs to make a decision. One of the policies that we installed a long time ago here, Christina, was I told my employees, okay, look, I know you're excited about social media, but don't go home and turn and get on your own social media platforms and start talking about what we do here in the company. That was one non-negotiable policy that I put in very early on. What do you think? Does that qualify as a digital policy?
Absolutely. And you know, I just to be clear, you know, especially in a small business, you don't have time to document these policies at the wazoo, right? And that's why I wrote this book, is I wanted people to understand that even if you just informally say, hey, here's what I want you to do or not do, that's a policy. And so yours is a great example of one. It could be something as simple like, hey, don't discuss business stuff on your personal channels. Or it could be, hey, be aware of the fact that what you're saying is immediately broadcast to millions of people.
Right.
What you wouldn't say on the corner or across the fence to your neighbor.
And it could hurt us and therefore your job.
Exactly, exactly. And, you know, it could actually have serious ramifications that you aren't thinking about. It could lead to lawsuits that interrupt your operations, and we don't want to go that way.
That's exactly right. Christina, I need your website, please.
Absolutely. The easiest thing to do is to go to thepowerofdigitalpolicy.com. You can get information on the book there. You can get some free resources around digital policies. If you're a small business listening and you don't know where to get started, that's an awesome starting point. There's actually a little bit of an assessment out there. And I want everybody out there to understand that no matter how small your business is, you need to have digital policies.
Hold on to that. Hold on to that thought, Christina. I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Christina Podnar talking more about digital policy. Folks, this is important. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.